Covenant Baptist Church, and they use the YMCA, so they don't really have everybody there together during the week to, you know, they have to set up and take down, and someone forgot to bring the cable for the internet, so it was a process. It was a process, but I'm thank God that we're doing things and we're moving forward. Amen. Everybody likes to see progress. I did a run the other day, and it was only a minute better. I didn't tell everyone it was still my worst time, but it was a minute better than the last run I did. And I Twittered and said, hey, it's a minute better, but it's, you know, everybody likes to see a little bit of progress in life. And we got the sermon channel running. I don't know if I told you that. 24/7 sermons. We have, I think, 57 or 67 hours worth of sermons right now. And then we're going to add some more from Pastor, and I got a few more that I got to still get into to form. So we have a sermon channel. So God is doing some good things, growing some things from just having one talk show station to now we have a sermon channel and a music channel. So I'm seeing good things. Amen. Well, you know, this last few weeks, I've been thinking about some things. And then this last week I was praying, and I realized there are two things that God wants us to make sure that we know that we have. Amen. That no, beyond anything else, we got to make sure we know that we have favor and we have His peace. Amen. We have His peace. I think after I prayed last week, I was praying during just on everything else. You know, we do our praise, you do your Thanksgiving, you tell the Lord thank you for things, and then you make your request that you need. And I did all that, and as soon as I finished that, I started to, you know, get out of that little zone that we all get into when we pray. And I got out of that little zone. I was just about to start getting into my day and doing what I had to do. And I just felt so moved in my spirit that it wasn't audible, but it just felt like God told me something. He said, I'm gonna take care of those things, you know? But you know what? I want you to have favor, but I also want you to have favor and peace. Whoa, that just hit me. It hit me to have favor and peace. I mean, you look at life and you think, and how crazy it is to realize that, you know, God can't answer. Amen. And just to sit back and think that, oh yeah, He can do that. I mean, it's just awesome because He's God. He can, no matter what. He is in control of making prayers happen. And I looked at that, and when I thought about it, I said, you know what? It's not hard for God to do that at all. It is not difficult. But the peace and favor He wants us to have in our lives. You know, peace is something so beautiful. Amen? To look at life and say, you don't scare me. To have a rest in your soul, a rest in your spirit, that God Almighty has everything in control. When I looked at that and I looked at all the things that were there in front of me, all the things that I needed to get done in life, I looked and thought, well, okay, when I heard that, I was like, okay, I had to think about it. I had to realize, what did He mean to me about that? Well, let's turn our Bibles to Proverbs 3:26. Well, Psalms 29:11 first. And when I was looking at these scriptures and just thinking, I just realized how much God wants us to have peace in our life. You know, I'm going to tell you what, families create emergencies. People lack of preparation creates emergencies. I was working with a friend of mine, and he was always a last-minute guy and last-minute thing. He called the director's house, and his daughter answered. And she was like, I think she was, 15 at that time, maybe 14 at the time. And she picked up the phone, and he said, we have to do this now. Life and death situation, we got to do it now. And it wasn't nothing life and death situation, but she looked at, and she's just 14. She goes, you know what? Because of your lack of planning doesn't create an emergency in my life. And that's how we have to look at family members and friends and even at work. Because you're at work, you're going to run into something and it's going to seem like it's an emergency. But just, you know, it's not an emergency. God gives you peace to handle those kind of emergencies. The Bible says in Psalms 29:11, the Lord will give strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. Amen. He will bless you with peace. So when He said that to me, I knew that He was trying to give me something. He was trying to say, David, I don't want you to worry of what you don't got. and what you got. You know what? One thing guaranteed for all us Christians is we're going into heaven. Amen? In an instant, baby, we can be in heaven. And that's a blessing. That's the end game, my friend. That's what we want to be. So it doesn't matter if we have money in our account or if we don't have money in our account. It doesn't matter at that moment. Our peace has to be in us regardless. Amen? No matter what, we have to have that peace that He has it all in control and that no calamity is going to take us away from what we're supposed to be doing. In Proverbs 3:26, we can turn to that. It says, "For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken." You see, I think a lot of us, what keeps us from getting into that peace is we look at loss. If you look at loss, you're going to get worried. Anytime loss happens to you physically, financially, emotionally, it's going to take a toll on you and you're not going to be able to rest. How many of us suffer from not being able to sleep just because we're worried about something? How many of us can't get our mind focused on what we're supposed to be doing at times? And this is where depression takes over. It's because we can't trust Him with things. Because we can't trust Him to take care of things for us. We got to be able to look at life and stare at it and say, you know what? He can do it. He can do it. You know what? It's crazy, but your shortcomings, anything you might have messed up on, anything that you might consider that you sinned, or anything that you think that you may have goofed up, God is greater than that. You know, peace is part of that when you look at it and say, you know what? I'm not in control. I am not in control when it comes to having to get the prayers answered except through my faith. God is in control of that. So you know what? No matter your mishaps, He's going to bring it to you. If He destined it for you, the devil can't keep Him from putting it in your hands. He can't keep Him from giving it to you. He wants good things for us. Amen? He wants good things for us. Well, the other day when I was looking through my Twitters, I was at work and I was just going through it. And what I do on my break is I go through the Twitters. I try and catch up on reading and do something constructive. And you never know. You never know. When you get a little nugget of something. And when I was sitting there, I seen something on a Twitter from Joseph Prince, and this is something that we have to realize. It was so profound, simple scripture. We read it all the time. He just tweeted, you know, if your father could dress the lilies of the field so extravagantly, how much can he take care of you? And the way he put it, and he said, look around you. Isn't God's earth beautiful? Isn't it beautiful? And what does the scripture say that comes from? It's like, don't worry. Don't worry. The biggest conflict with peace is worry. The biggest thing that keeps you from having peace is worrying. If you ever owed anyone or owed anything, your constant thing is always worrying how you're going to take care of that or how you're going to be able to financially take care of what you need to take care of. You see, God doesn't want worrying in your life. He doesn't want worrying. When we put our trust in Him, He gives us a spiritual peace on the things that we have to do. You know, the other day when I was going through work and stuff, you never know who you're gonna bless, right? You never know who's watching you and who's looking at your life. I was just going through the store working, not mattering one day, wondering one day, and this person came to me, and this is very simple what she told me. She said, David, I started going to church again. And she just pat me on my back. And she said, thank you. And I was like, well, good. And she goes, I just went to a church. I don't even know if it's denominational. I just seen a cross and I parked in there and it said Jesus. And I sat in there and I started taking in service. I said, well, good. She goes, it's not too far from our house. And I think I'm going to keep going on my days off. I'm like, well, that's a good thing. And then she goes, and you know what? I feel a peace. Isn't that something? Someone ain't gone to church for a while, but they can sit down for one service and they feel a peace. God makes a difference in our lives. God makes a difference on how things go about. You know what I told her? Very simple, nothing philosophical. I go, it starts from there, my friend. Go again next week or when you can. Open up that Bible. And, you know, read a little. It'll eventually become a lot. You know, we got to put that in us. I told her, life is easy when you get God in it. And you know what? She's starting to go, but I just want to encourage you that people around you are noticing you and how you handle life. Amen? Who's God's best marketers for the gospel? You and me. Who is God's marketing tool? You and me. You know what? I want to follow a God when I see the Jesus in you, like the Bible says in we are the light of the world. Amen? We are the light of the world. And I want to follow a Jesus to a Christian. If he's happy and excited and just things are happening, he has, in other words, be spiritually attractive in God. Amen? Be spiritually strong in God. If you come witnessing to me and you're doom and gloom and you don't know how you're going to make it and you don't know what's going to happen next tomorrow and you look all worried about your life, I don't think I want to follow. That's just me, but I'm gonna go to the next guy and see how their life is going. But that's just how God wants us to be. But how do we overcome what's overcoming us? By trusting God. That is how we overcome it. That's how we build our life and how we do things. You know, there was this wedding one day. This dark room, a little bit lit, not much, and the wedding organizer came in there. And when he went in there, he looked at it, and he goes, "Oh no, this ain't gonna do. This ain't gonna do." He went over there, found the bride, and said, "Ma'am, can we go in and make some changes? You don't mind? I'm gonna go in and start turning on the lights. I know you requested them to be turned off or dimmed, but this is a little too dim. I'm afraid people are gonna get hurt, and it doesn't look all attractive for your wedding. And you're a very beautiful bride. I want to make sure this looks all good. This is a special day." She said, "Well, how about we wait? If the candles are lit, are they lit?" And he goes, "No, not all of them." He goes, "Well, wait till they light the candles. Wait, and then when they light the candles, you know, we'll make a decision then." And then he goes, "Okay." A few minutes later, four of the ushers came in with the lighting things to light the candles. They start lighting candles. There are hundreds and hundreds of candles in there. It made for the most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful wedding. And the guy, the organizer, stepped back and said, "This is the most beautiful wedding I've ever seen." Isn't it amazing how much light can change people, how much the beauty of light can change a service? Well, you take that same light that was at that wedding service, and you take it to a beach, and you see Jesus walking, and you see fishermen there, and those fishermen seeing Jesus, fishermen that were probably cursing, probably not living right, probably not doing the things they were going to do. We don't know what the conversation was, but they dropped what they were doing, and they followed that light. Isn't that how we're supposed to be? And how can we be there if we don't got peace? If we don't look at life and say, "God, you got it under control." You see, it's the worrying. It's the wondering what's going to happen next that keeps us from getting what we need to get. And that is people saved. We need to get people saved. I look at life and I go, you know what? I'm ever since, you know, doing the ministry stuff, but ever since I've done this preaching and stuff, whatever you want to call it, I've always felt myself as evangelist, whether pastoring or just preaching or talking on the radio. Because what is an evangelist? Just saving souls. Just saving souls. There's no particular thing to say, "I'm an evangelist," but it's saving souls and changing people's lives. How many of us in our heart want to see people's lives change? How many of us have to look at ourselves and see where we are at? You know, there's a story about this captain of the ship. He was resting in his room. He didn't want to do anything. His ship has his own course, clear course. They're fine. And then they kept knocking on his stateroom saying, "Captain, there's a light all the way in the distance. And we're going to need to change our course, or we're going to have to hit a collision." And he goes, "No, I have a battleship. I can go forward. Ain't going to be a problem. We're going to go ahead and keep going." Send him the message. So they sent the light thing, flashing the lights back and forth, telling them, you need to change your course 20 degrees. The light came back. "No, I can't. I can't do that." And they kept going back and forth. The captain finally got out, put his uniform on, came upstairs and started yelling. And he tell him, "This is the captain of this ship. I'm a battleship. He needs to move now." Well, the light came back and said, "Well, I'm only a seaman, for this light." I go, "But I am a lighthouse. You have to move." So the captain, had to examine what he had to do. How many of us think sometimes, we've been in this thing a long time? Amen? We have. And we do things and we're going. We got to examine ourselves, just like that captain had to examine himself. He had to move his ship, or we're going to have a shipwreck. You know, life is like that. Life's going to challenge you, and you got to stand up and stand against it. Now, I know that I believe it's Romans 4:20-21, when I was praying, how many know that God wants us to have good things in our lives. Amen? But he wants us to enjoy those things as well. He wants us to enjoy those things as well. Romans 4:20. And this is one thing that I think, after I prayed of that scripture about favor and prayed about God and God spoke about favor and peace, I ran into this, and it's like I was getting up in the morning to go to work, and I always read a little bit of scripture before I go in, and I ran into this scripture in Romans 4:20, and you know, when you pray, I want you to take this scripture to the Lord. I do. I just want you to hold this out and believe it. It said, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that when he had what he had promised, he was able to perform. He was able to perform. When you look at what you have to ask from God, and after you've asked it, be sure he is able to perform it. Amen? He is able to do it. Because if you're praying and you're not believing that he can do it, or you're wondering, well, this is a task that I don't think he can make, you got to trust that he is able to perform what he told you he's going to do. Amen? You got to believe it. You got to believe it. Now, know that troubles in life, they get us going, and they make us go crazy on half the things that we're doing, and we sometimes don't know exactly what we're supposed to be going. Turn to Ecclesiastes 3:12, 3:12 to 13. This is something that I know, how many of us here work hard? Amen? How many of us work hard, or we're doing something, and we work hard, and we try and get things going, we're busy, and we're trying to make things happen? I know all of us in here, we're doing a lot of things for the Lord. We're doing a lot of things for our family. This is a scripture that you can refer to. And when you look at it, it says 3:12 in Ecclesiastes 3. I know that there is no good in them, but as for a man to rejoice and to good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. It is the gift of God for you to have peace. How can you enjoy life? How can you enjoy the work that you're doing? If you're worrying if it's not enough, if you're worrying that you're not going to be able to take care of things, how can you enjoy the good gift of God, which is the labor that you had and the things that you've done, unless you have peace, that you've done all you can? How many of us every day do all we can, and we have to leave it all to God to do the rest? See, that's all faith. That's all what we believe about faith. Faith is that it has to let God operate it. It has to be able to happen. So if you work hard and you know you do and you try to do your best, then God wants you to enjoy life and wants you to enjoy the things that are in front of you. But you need to be able to trust him for that. Amen? I wanted to just tell you really quick about favor. And we all know about favor. We see it. We have it in our lives. We've heard sermons on it. About 6 or 7 things here that I want to close with about favor. Favor gives access into places, gives you access, gives me access into places where God wants us and not according to man's principles. Amen? Favor gives us things that man thinks that we shouldn't have. Praise God. Favor opens promotions and releases blessings in our lives. Favor is an important thing. So I was looking at favor, I was like, what does favor do for me? Favor is granted through obedience. As you obey and follow God, you get favor with God. Favor gives you an edge in faith. Amen? Look at the holy men in the Bible. Those that had favor with God were extremely, extremely blessed, extremely, extremely powerful in the word of the Lord. Favor attains promises and makes possessions and makes position. Favor obtains promises and makes position. Favor elevates your walk with God. How many of you know when you're having favor and things are going good, you can believe just for even more? Amen? When you have favor and things are in favor in your life and you're feeling it and you're living in it, oh my goodness, you can do a lot of things for God versus someone that just keeps hitting a dead end or not everything turning for them. Favor overlooks qualifications. Praise God. I like that one. Favor overlooks qualifications. Favor creates destiny. How many of us in here are destined? Amen? Favor creates destiny. And the last thing is favor is God's to give. Favor is God's to give. So I want you to be encouraged as you go through your days, as you go through the week, and just when problems come up, and a lot of my sermons lean towards that because I see a hurting people in this world. I look at TV, I live life, it gets crazy out there, and I tell you what, I really believe that we got to grasp onto things from God, and the things that we have to trust is that He can do it. He is able. He is able to perform your miracle. He is able to bless. But in the process of getting that blessing, don't get riled up. Don't let people discourage you. Be encouraged that He has good things for you, that it's all under control. You're able to sleep at night and not worry what's tomorrow because God has favor and peace, and He's promised it to you. Amen. Amen. Let's go ahead and stand. Heavenly Father, I just want to bless everyone here, Father, and thank you, God, that they're here, Father, that you've got favor for them and you've got peace for them, Father, that they are able to walk and talk and walk in your glory, Father, and not worry about tomorrow, but trust in you, Father. I pray that they rest with peace and they live with peace daily, and that your favor is upon them, that they will be able to get what they need, Father, in life, Father, with both with God and with man, that you've given them favor. Father, bless them as they go home tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. You are dismissed. Oh, Pastor, go ahead. Pastor's got to go. Hold on, Pastor.
Test. Yeah. Did you hear one thing he said? He said that favor was God's to give. That means if we please God, we just please God because He's the one that has the favor to give. And if we have favor with God,